It's the AT&T Morning Line.
Now, back to Brian and Tricia live at the Kentucky Derby Museum.
And thanks to our sponsors, The Plumbing Doctor, Cupper's Choice and Fonte Coffee, Clark Jewelers, E-Town Kitchens and Baths, and Colton Steakhouse and Grill.
Latest guest entering the studio this morning. It's a giant room full of people.
This is a lovely studio you have here, Brian. It's
Andy
nice.
Brennan.
Trisha, did you design this thing?
I did. I had a little
well done.
In it.
It's pipe and drape, which is great for soundproofing, you know. Andy Trinan, president and CEO of Fraser History Museum. Okay, so wait a minute. I'm looking back through your bio, just refreshing myself. 9 years now that you've been over there? I thought it was
believe,
like three.
Right? Yeah. It's hard to believe. I can't believe it's been that long. 25 years in television before that and had a wonderful career. But this is amazing. There's a common thread, right? We tell stories. It's what I've done my whole career, and we tell stories at the Fraser History Museum about the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
You always look happy when I see you. Not that you didn't before, but, you know, you're genuinely excited about what you do and the tourism aspect and the outreach to people.
I love my job. I love, leading our staff. I was a morning host, so you're forced to act to look happy in the morning, you know. You can sleep in the commercial breaks.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm really grateful for what I do. And, our museum is doing an amazing job of bringing this entire state together. Our exhibit, Cool Kentucky, is everything that's cool about the state, you know. It's Jennifer Lawrence and George Clooney and Jack Harlow and the Corvette and the disco ball and all the cool stories in E-Town. This year, we've expanded that. We've opened 120 cool KY counties. So we're telling a story with the help from representatives of every county. A story from every county, a featured artist and song from every county,
wow.
And a destination you have to visit. So we're kind of like a starting point. It starts here and then branch out through this great Commonwealth and see all there is to see and celebrate in the state of Kentucky.
I love that.
That's the thing with your museum. It's not like, well, we set everything up and it's going to be that way forever. Every time you walk in the door, it has absolutely morphed into something else, and there's so much to see.
Yeah, it's really it's a pleasure when I'm having a bad day, because I have to do budgets and, you know, staffing things and all those other things as well. But if I need to kind of recharge my battery, I walk downstairs, talk to a couple who may be in from Scotland or San Diego or wherever, and who are you, where are you from, why are you here in the Commonwealth, why are you here at the Fraser, and immediately I feel better about my day and what I'm doing.
Now, folks who are into bourbon, that is a massive, massive economic impact for the state, the tourism aspect of it. You guys have a distinction that, you know, it's not just like, oh, you can stop here and learn about it. Explain why it's important to start your bourbon trail right there.
We are the official starting point of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Of course, 95% of the bourbon in the world is made in Kentucky. 100% of the good bourbon in the world is made in Kentucky.
Yes.
And we help to curate people's trips, you know, because people know of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail from everywhere in the world, but they don't really know what it is. It's not this linear path, right? So we help people to figure out.
You don't just shoot down one highway and hit them all.
Where are you ending your day in Lexington? What restaurants you want to stop along the way? What distillers have tastings? We have tastings every day at the Fraser Museum, because a lot of times it's hard to get into the distilleries. So, and we have this really cool exhibit that showcases why this is a Kentucky story.
And the opportunity to hit, I mean, people misleadingly believe they can just come to Kentucky and just knock all those out in one day.
Yeah, that is no longer the case. There's no longer a T-shirt or a coffee cup you get for doing it. It is an experience and would cover, I think it's 700 miles and, you know, 2 weeks to do it all.
And that's not even counting the more of the craft distilleries that are not even officially part of the Bourbon Trail, but are obviously a part of the whole process.
Part of the future of this evolution is that the both trails are merging in the very near future, because that was kind of industry,
yeah.
Not consumer-facing. Like, why would, if I'm a consumer and I'm in town, I don't know the difference between Peerless and Evan Williams.
Right.
It's one trail. So it's going to be celebrated as that. One of the things I'm really excited about is, so you're in Hardin County, and I told you about this county's project. We're doing a contest right now. If you go to our website, frasermuseum.org, a pop-up window will pop up, and you sign up for our Fraser Weekly, which is just a publication every week about the state of Kentucky.
Yeah, but you're kind of blowing that off. Like 40,000 people read this every week.
It's and we're hoping to make it 80, and here's how. You sign up for the Fraser Weekly in Hardin County. If you get more signups than another county, Boyle County or whatever, the county with the most signups gets free membership for everyone who lives in the county for a full year.
What? All right, we're going to talk about this more off the air because this is going to be like our new thing. Like, we're going to push this.
You got to win.
Yeah.
You got to win. Hardin County's got to win this thing. And again, free membership. You can come as many times as you want in a year. You get discounts in the museum store. It's a great museum store about Kentucky, 90 different bourbons in there. So it's a chance for us to get that 40,000 up and speak to a larger audience, but really for our Commonwealth to know what we do and who we are and how we can share and help to make every county better, to drive more traffic to every county. And there's actually a phase two of that. We haven't got all the funding ready, but we're going to have a vehicle that goes to all the county fairs and shares this county story with people in place.
Andy Trinan, Fraser History Museum. Thanks for coming by and seeing us this morning. It's always a pleasure.
Love to be on Quixie.
Quixie 98.3.